From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, in a speech today at the Pentagon, says he envisions a smaller army, which he says would involve closing some military bases and making other military-wide savings. Hagel saying it's part of a broader agenda aimed at dealing with evolving threats facing the nation.
We are repositioning to focus on the strategic challenges and opportunities that will define our future. New technologies, new centers of power, in a world that is growing more volatile, more unpredictable, and in some instances, more threatening to the United States.
Hagel's comments come a week before President Obama is expected to submit his proposed 2015 budget to Congress. Hagel says under his proposal, the active duty Army would shrink from its current 522,000 soldiers to between 440 and 450,000. That would be the smallest size for the Army since just before the U.S. entered World War II. Ukraine's acting president is warning the country is close to default. The U.S. and the European Union are considering what they can do to help stabilize Ukraine's economy, but are making it clear Ukraine should go through the International Monetary Fund. More from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Top State and Treasury Department officials are traveling to Kyiv this week to urge Ukraine to negotiate with the IMF to unlock international aid. White House spokesman Jay Carney says any U.S. aid would complement an IMF package.
The United States working with partners around the world stands ready to provide support for Ukraine as it takes the reforms it needs to get back to economic stability.
IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde says her team is ready to discuss a financial support package and advise Ukrainian officials on the reforms they would need to carry out to receive such support. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Western senators are praising a move by President Obama to radically shift how the federal government pays to fight large, expensive wildfires. NPR's Kirk Siegler reports the plan would allow the U.S. Forest Service to tap a disaster fund to pay for so-called catastrophic wildfires, much like FEMA already does with hurricanes and tornadoes.
This change is seen as a big deal because right now, during bad fire years, the Forest Service dips into the budgets of other programs to pay for spiraling fire suppression costs. Lately, that tab has averaged about $1 billion a season. Several of the most expensive and deadly wildfires have been in Colorado Senator Mark Udall's home state.
We've been robbing Peter to pay Paul to fight the fires, then we come to the next year, we don't have that money to reduce fuel loads around communities in the areas where we store water and in areas where we have abundant wildlife.
The plan is included in the president's budget proposal and is largely modeled on a bipartisan bill recently introduced by Udall and other Western senators. Kirk Siegler, NPR News.
Online auction site eBay apparently has no plan to separately spin off its electronic payment business PayPal. It says it'll keep the unit as part of the company despite some requests it be divested. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 103 points. This is NPR. Recently captured Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, who was apprehended in a joint U.S.-Mexican operation over the weekend, is being formally charged with violations of the country's drug trafficking laws. Guzman was charged with cocaine trafficking inside a maximum security prison where he's currently being held. The judge will have until tomorrow to decide whether Guzman should be tried in the U.S. U.S. officials have been pushing for a swift extradition. Guzman escaped from a Mexican prison in 2001 and spent 13 years on the run before being arrested Saturday morning in the coastal city of Mazatlan. Scientists have completed a new study of Japanese living close to the Fukushima nuclear plant. NPR's Jeff Bromfield reports the study suggests only a small increase in cancer risk.
In March of 2011, a massive earthquake and tsunami struck the Fukushima plant, sparking meltdowns at three reactors. Tens of thousands fled the area, but in the weeks and months that followed, many were allowed to return. The new study, published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, tracked the radiation exposure of roughly 500 people living within 50 miles of the plant. Researchers concluded that over their lifetime, residents could expect a 1% increase in risk for cancer. That is relatively small, considering that about half of all Japanese will develop cancer at some point in their lives. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
Delaware company says it's now issued recall notices for 16 different types of cheese at markets. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta says the cheese produced by Ruse Foods of Canton, Delaware, has been linked to an outbreak of listeria. Those cheeses are distributed in Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.